Look, I'm so sorry. Not your fault, said the dwarf, kicking at a smoking can. And look on the bright side. We still owe Harry King a lot of money. Don't remind me. I don't need to. He'll remind you, us, rather. William wrapped his jacket around his sleeve and pushed aside some of the roof. The desks are still here. Fire can be funny like that, said Goodmountain gloomily. And the roof probably kept the worst of it away. I mean, they're half charred, but they're still usable. Oh, well, we're home and dry then, said the dwarf, now sliding towards Glumley. How soon do you want the next edition?
Look, even the spike. There's even bits of paper that are hardly charred.
Life is full of unexpected treasure, said Goodmountain. I don't think you should come in here, miss. This was to Saccharissa, who was picking her way across the smouldering ruins.
It's where I work, she said. Can you repair the press?
No, it's done for. It's scrap. We've got no press and no type and no metal. Can you both hear me?
Okay, so we've got to get another press, said Saccharissa evenly.
Even an old scrap one would cost $1,000, said Goodmountain. Look, it's over. There is nothing left.
I've got some savings, said Saccharissa, pushing the rubble off her desk. Perhaps we can get one of those little hand presses to be going on with.
I'm in debt, said William, but I could probably go into debt for another few hundred dollars.
Do you think we could go on working if we put a tarpaulin over the roof, or should we move to somewhere else? Said Saccharissa.
I don't want to move. A few days' work should get this place in shape, said William. Goodmountain cupped his hands around his mouth. Hello? This is sanity calling. We have no money.
There's not much room to expand, though, said Saccharissa.
In what way?
Magazines, said Saccharissa, as the sleet settled in her hair.
Around her, the other dwarfs spread out on a hopeless salvage operation.
Yes, I know the paper's important, but there's a lot of dead time on the press, and, well, I'm sure there'd be a market for something like, well, a magazine for ladies.
Dead time on the press, said Goodmountain. The press is dead!
What about? Said William, completely ignoring him. Oh, fashion? Pictures of women wearing new clothes? Knitting? That sort of thing? And don't you go telling me it's too dull. People will buy it.
Clothes?
Knitting? People are interested in that sort of thing.
I don't like that idea much, said William. You might as well say we should have a magazine just for men.
Why not? What would you put in it?
Oh, I don't know. Articles about drink? Pictures of women not wearing... Anyway, we'd need more people to write for them. Excuse me, said Goodmountain.
Lots of people could write well enough for that sort of thing, said Saccharissa. If it was clever, we wouldn't be able to do it.
That's true.
And there's another magazine that would sell too, said Saccharissa. Behind her, a piece of the press collapsed.
Hello? Hello? I know my mouth is opening and shutting, said Goodmountain. Is any sound getting out?
Cats, said Saccharissa. Lots of people like cats. Pictures of cats, stories about cats. I've been thinking about it. It could be called Completely Cats.
To go with Completely Women and Completely Men. Completely Knitting. Completely Cake.
I had thought of calling it something like The Lady's Home Companion, said Saccharissa. But your title has got a certain ring, I must admit. Ring, yes. Now that's another thing. There's all the dwarfs in the city. We could produce a magazine for them. I mean, what's the modern dwarf wearing this season?
Chainmail and leather, said Goodmountain, suddenly perplexed. What are you talking about? It's always chainmail and leather.
Saccharissa ignored him. The two of them were in a world of their own, Goodmountain realised. It had nothing to do with the real one any more.
Seems a bit of a waste, though, said William. A waste of words, I mean.
Why? There's always more of them. Saccharissa patted him gently on the cheek. You think you're writing words that'll last forever. It's not like that. This newspaper stuff, that's words that last for a day, maybe a week.
And then they get thrown away, said William.
Perhaps a few hang on in people's heads.
That's not where the paper ends up, said William. Quite the reverse.
What did you expect? These aren't books. They're words that come and go. Cheer up.
There's a problem, said William.
Yes?
We haven't got enough money for a new press. Our shed has been burned down. We are out of business. It's all over. Do you understand?
Saccharissa looked down. Yes, she said meekly.